Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Stay with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ted Fishman's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ted Fishman's one of the smartest guys I know, and you heard me talking about him in the previous segment where I reminded you that he was a former trader on the CME, Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He's a very smart guy. He's a journalist. He's the author of two of my favorite books. One, China Inc. I know you guys hear me talking about it all the time, even when Ted's not here. And then his new book is called Shaka Gray, about the aging of America. Well, Ted, I knew he'd been to Indonesia recently, but I did not know he used to live there. And so he's here to give us a report on Indonesia. Folks, it's fascinating. Don't go away. You're going to like this. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. Ted, I knew you'd been there, but I didn't know you used to live there and that you actually speak the language. So you kind of became a mole, right? I mean, other than the fact that you look like you're from Minnesota, you speak the language, you kind of infiltrated, didn't you?
Yeah, I can hear people talking about me on the bus.
Now, when you ride in the bus, do you ride in the back with the hibachis and the livestock?
Oh, yeah. That's if I'm not with the goats, I'm not with my folks.
Hey, Ted, here's what I think. Anybody who's paid attention at all, who can find Indonesia on the map, knows that it's a multi-island state. And millions of people. It's predominantly Islamic, and it's a democracy. And it's an area that a lot of people have hope for in terms of not only the Pacific Rim, but in terms of an Islamic democracy. And now, that's about all I know about Indonesia. Tell us what else we need to know.
Well, what always shocks me, Jim, is how little Americans know about Indonesia. I kind of like to think about it as the world's biggest invisible thing.
Huh.
There it is in a huge corner of the globe. It stretches 3,000 miles from tip to tip, as wide as the United States.
Right.
How many islands? It's about 17,000 islands.
Thousands.
About half of those are, a little less than half of those are occupied, but a few of them are really inhabited, like Java, which is just the size of my home state, Illinois, and it's got more than 22 times the population of Illinois. It's got 150 million people in Java. And it's the most densely populated area on the earth. The country itself is the fourth largest country in the world, about 240 million people, just after China, India, and the U.S.
So on all these islands, they're about 75-80% the size of population of the United States.
Oh yeah.
Spread out over all these. How do you, can you imagine? I mean, think about it. President Obama's got to be thinking, my goodness, I can't hold together these contiguous states, these 48 contiguous states. How does anybody manage all those places, all those islands? How do you stump in those places?
Well, it's an election. There is like a military campaign. They have to send helicopters everywhere.
Yeah.
They've got to get the ballots back to Jakarta. People in Indonesia, in their homes, they speak about twice the number of languages that Americans speak in our homes, or
yeah,
more than 300 languages.
But the beautiful part of what you just said was election.
Oh, yeah. The biggest direct elections in the planet.
How did they pull that off? How did they turn that kind of that culture, those multiple cultures, those multiple languages, multiple societies, basically, how did they turn that into a democracy?
Well, they had a long experiment with the opposite of democracy. They had a totalitarian regime. The president who fell in 1998, Suharto, had been in more than 30 years. He was the world's longest running ruler after Castro, and people were just sick of it. It didn't work. It was corrupt to the core.
Mm-hmm.
All power was concentrated in the center. And then, interestingly enough, a kind of theology grew out of Indonesia's Islamic traditions, which was that Islamic law demanded that democracy be the form of government for Indonesia. It's an unusual kind of theological.
So democracy basically rose out of theology.
In part, they found a way to make it comfortable.
Yeah, but it's not really a theological democracy, is it?
It absolutely is not. It's multicultural, multi-religious. Religion is not a state religion there.
We need to export some of that over to Libya and Egypt and Iran, don't we?
They're trying. Some of the terrible events in Libya coincided with a period when I was traveling with the president of Indonesia, President Yudhoyono, and he woke up early in the morning to greet his ministers. I was in on the meeting after being up all night watching CNN about what was going to happen in Libya, and he said, look, here we are in the largest Muslim-majority country in the world. There's more Muslims in Indonesia than there are in all of the Middle East put together. That's something most people don't know. And he said, we have an example. We had a dictator. He moved aside in order to make room for democracy. He saved our country enormous bloodshed. Maybe we can be a beacon to the world.
I didn't know that you and the prez are like buds over there. You didn't tell me that.
Well, we're not friends, but I did get the first exclusive, in-depth time with him of anybody ever.
See how cool our brain trust members are? Ted, what's the future of Indonesia?
The future of Indonesia is mostly promising, I would say. It's got some huge problems, which we'll talk about, but its economy now is growing at just about the greatest clip it has in a generation. It's the third fastest growing economy in the world. It's a big economy.
After India and China.
Yep. It's the largest economy in Southeast Asia, bigger than all the other Southeast Asian economies put together. They've got natural resources. They've got human resources. They are getting record amounts of foreign direct investment and portfolio investment. When Europe looks like a bad place to invest your foreign invested money, and maybe the U.S. is growing too slow for you, Indonesia looks very, very good to a lot of institutional investors around the world.
Very interesting.
So they're finally getting money.
But the president that you spent some time with is about to have to leave office, isn't he?
He's halfway through his second 5-year term, and he's only allowed 2 terms.
Okay, so we got a couple of more years of a good guy, and we'll come back after these messages. Two things: we're going to find out a little bit more about the future of Indonesia, why you should care, small business owners, and also why is Indonesia the anti-China? Ted wants to tell us about that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ted Fishman is our guest. His new book is called Shock of Gray.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.